The community leaders are committed. We were very, very impressed that the community leaders acknowledge that this is a challenge. So many homicides back to back to back, and they are committed to implementing the solutions that the community are suggesting and recommending. And it's going to be a combination of the private sector, community leaders, churches, as well as the public sector, elected officials working together to bring an end to gun violence in Jackson.
How can the public help?
Well, I think the public has helped in a number of ways. One of the things is Pat Birch mentioned last night. It's not just a community issue. It is a kind of cultural awareness, a community familiarity issue. So once you become familiar with what that problem is and you hear it, last night was unique, Greg, in that it was kind of like I live in a house and my roof is leaking. But you ride by and you say, you know what, that house needs a new window. Let's put new windows on the house. You're not there. Last night, our city leaders, they came in and they had a chance to hear from the people that live in that house. And they got a chance to hear some of the solutions and some things that need to be taken care of. And they listen very eagerly and they're eager to be a part of the solution.